Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Thanks a lot for joining us today. And let's go live to Scottsdale, Arizona now, where Governor Christie becomes chairman of the Republican Governors Association today. New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz is there to report on the implications of the occasion for New Jersey and the nation. Hi, Matt. What's the weather like in Scottsdale today?
Hey, Brian. It's overcast, but in the 60s would be a nice day for golf, although I won't be playing.
And what's the political climate like at this Republican Governors Association conference?
It's all about unity and pushing the idea that Republican governors are best positioned to lead the country. There's been, you know, your standard anti-Obamacare rhetoric, but otherwise not a whole lot of Democratic bashing. There's actually been, in the sessions that have been open to the press, the governors are actually talking about GOP messaging and sort of what Republicans might be doing wrong and maybe should improve going forward. So, and that message is trumping the accomplishments of GOP governors and kind of distancing themselves from Congress.
Here is Christie responding to an NBC reporter there on whether the conference is focused on him or another governor being elected president in 2016.
Oh, no. Everyone here is laser-focused, Kelly, on 2014. So no one even mentions anything else. Just, you know, do the best job you can at 2014, Governor, and that's it. So everyone has been wonderful. Really good.
Huh. And a little more if people didn't get the message?
Elect and re-elect Republican governors. That's priority number one, two, and three. That's it. You're chairman of this organization. That's it.
You could hear him dripping with sarcasm.
Yes. Yes. All anybody wants to talk about is 2016, and when any governor, all they're asked about is Christie. I mean, most of the questions these other governors have gotten have been about Christie and what this all means for 2016, because this is a plum position that he'll be in for the next year, and it does set himself up nicely for a presidential run.
Why is Chris Christie becoming their chairman? Is this a position the Republican governors vote on?
It is, and it's often seen as a kind of a launching pad to a presidential run. But CNN.com was actually out with an interesting story this morning. Christie did something unusual. He was the vice chairman in 2012, which would have made him, by RGA tradition, the chairman in 2013. He didn't want to be chairman in 2013. He was running for re-election in New Jersey. He had to concentrate on that. So he did some behind-the-scenes lobbying. He was actually started calling other governors and tried to become chairman in 2014. That was when Bobby Jindal of Louisiana was supposed to be chairman. Bobby Jindal wanted to be chairman in 2014. 2014, there's 36 governors running. There's a whole lot of more money to control. 2013, there were only two governor races. But Christie was able to convince his governors, that his fellow governors, that he should be chairman. So he's chairman next year, and Bobby Jindal is vice chairman.
And you had a story this morning about Jindal and other governors there who might also want to run for president in 2016. So here is this clip that you reported from Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal.
You look at what's not happening in D.C. The one place where you can go in this country and see conservative principles being applied is across state capitals across the country. It's in state and local government.
So are they trying to distinguish themselves to you and others in the media from Governor Christie in any way so that you report on the gaggle of governors qualified to live in the White House as opposed to the Chris Christie candidate coronation show?
Yeah, it's funny. Jindal actually mentioned a litany of accomplishments of lesser-known governors to open his press conference yesterday. He did not mention Christie. So on one hand, they're saying nice things about him. No one is trashing him. But on the other hand, they are trying to promote some of these other guys because there's certainly a few more of them who want to live in the White House.
How about Texas Governor Rick Perry, who recently zinged Christie by asking, is a conservative in New Jersey a conservative in the rest of the country? Is he there?
He is there. He has not zinged Christie again, but he's an interesting case because he's not running for re-election. So he doesn't need Christie like some of these other guys do. Some of these other guys need Christie to send them money from this organization. They need him to come in and use his star power to bring some attention to their campaigns. Perry is likely running for president, so he needs to distinguish himself from Christie. So he's an interesting, he's a different sort of example here.
But he's not schmoozing with the press much to try to do that?
No, he did a session about GOP messaging where he made a self-deprecating joke about his poor debate performance in the last go around. So that was that. He's actually Texas is going to be fascinating to watch. Wendy Davis, state senator, who was made famous by her filibuster over the anti-abortion measure.
Yep.
She's running as a Democrat. So Christie could go down there and campaign against her, and that could conceivably help him with the conservative base and build up those conservative bona fides by campaigning against pro-choice Wendy Davis.
And much to the chagrin, I'm sure, of Wendy Davis and a lot of abortion rights supporters around the country, I don't know if people have heard this yet very much, but the Supreme Court has refused to take up the case. And so the Texas abortion restrictions stand without a Supreme Court review. So what do you expect to hear from Christie today? He's going to give an address, right, once he's officially nominated?
That's right. He's going to talk to the press. I imagine we're going to hear the same sort of aw shucks answers about 2016. It's nice to be talked about. I haven't not making any decisions just yet. Definitely serving for 4 years. We'll see what happens to me. But we're here to talk about 2014, and I'm going to work my butt off for these 36 governors and 36 Republican candidates for governor and make sure they get elected. He's going to come out as a team player for sure, and he's going to come out as the standard bearer for the GOP, because that's what he wants to be in this role. That's what he's supposed to be.
By the way, that number that you keep giving is kind of a wake-up call for Democrats on one level, who think that the only popularity Republicans have is in these safe little House districts that are gerrymandered. So even if most people vote Democrat for Congress nationwide, there's still a majority of Republicans in the House. 36 states elected Republican governors. These are obviously statewide elections around the country in the last 4 years.
30 have Republican governors, which is a lot, and then 36 are up. So it's potentially in next year could be 36.
Right.
And they think they can get all 36.
I see. It's 36 elections in 2014.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Right.
Even so, 30 out of 50. 30 states elected Republican governors in the last cycle. And so we will see in 2014 with these 36 elections how much the blowback against Republicans and the government shutdown affects not just Washington but the gubernatorial candidates, how much the Affordable Care Act disappointments, if it is still a disappointment by next election day, maybe it won't be, affects
right.
Democratic gubernatorial candidates. So that's going to be one of the things to watch for sure in 2014 to preview 2016. How do you expect, before you go, Christie's presidential ambitions, since you're a New Jersey public radio reporter, to affect policy at the state level over the next couple of years?
It's interesting. It won't affect his popularity. I mean, people in New Jersey don't care that he's maybe running for president. They actually like it. But it might affect his governance. Democrats who want to replace him as governor may want to draw a contrast with him and try to approach him differently and maybe a little more aggressively. But other Democrats who want to ride on his coattails might want to come across as Democratic Christies, and they might want to side with him, maybe those who haven't in the past. Republicans, on the other hand, they are starting to make some noise. I mean, they've been so lockstep with Christie over the last 4 years that they're starting to make some noise that they might want to act a little more independently. I'm talking about Republican legislators in the Assembly and the Senate. So that'll be fascinating, because if they start going up against him, he will have trouble getting some second-term accomplishments done, and he's going to need a couple in order to run for president in 16.
Well, here's one issue where he may clash with the legislature. The state Senate, as you know, just passed an in-state tuition bill for the so-called Dreamers, children who were brought here illegally by their parents, but have lived in New Jersey as in-state residents for a number of years? And would they get in-state tuition at Rutgers and other state schools? The Senate passed it. My understanding is the Assembly is going to pass it. Will Christie veto it?
It's possible he signs it. He has indicated that has changed his stance on this issue. He was once against it, but he told during the campaign a Latino group that he thinks that we can move toward it. And he also indicated that at a debate. So that we don't know for sure, but I mean, it's possible this is not a fight. This is something that he could potentially sign.
That will be really interesting to watch, both in New Jersey and if he does sign it, if there's a lot of blowback on the campaign trail in 2016. Matt Katz, New Jersey Public Radio reporter, covering the governor as he gets installed as chairman of the Republican Governors Association in Scottsdale, Arizona today. Matt, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Still to come today, right after the news, in fact, the scary teenage game of knockout, where they punch random people to the ground. We'll also ask, are they becoming anti-Semitic attacks in Crown Heights, Brooklyn? We will do the A-Rod story that's dominating the sports pages and the tabloids today, but there's a due process question in here, not just the celebrity story. Should baseball commissioner Bud Selig have to testify in A-Rod's steroids hearing? And now that Bill Clinton, Oprah Winfrey, and Ernie Banks have been awarded the Medal of Freedom by President Obama, who would you nominate for the Brian Lehrer Show New York, New Jersey, Connecticut Medal of Freedom? We'll take those calls later on.